From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Anyone driving east on Atlantic Avenue toward the Delray Beach Courthouse last night might have noticed holiday lights still lit on both sides of the street. It was that festive scene that set the tone for Palm Beach County's historic same-sex group wedding. WLRN's Christine DiMatte brings us one couple's story.
John and Sheldon Goldstein came to the ceremony wearing matching multicolored lamé vests.
They are the gay rainbow, and I made them for our civil union in Vermont in 2001.
66-year-old John and 75-year-old Sheldon were among the dozens of same-sex couples crowded into the South County Courthouse Rotunda after midnight to take their vows in a civil ceremony.
Oh, and here comes the famous words. Now, by the authority vested in me.
It validates us to the world.
We always say we wish every person in the world could be as happy for one day as we have been for 17 and a half years.
The Goldsteins say they'll honeymoon in Cocoa Beach, where a friend of theirs is getting married over the weekend. I'm Christine DiMatte in Delray Beach.
Well, the organization which led the 2008 effort to put a ban on gay marriage in the state constitution was adamant Monday that some judges are ignoring Florida voters by saying same-sex marriage is allowed. At the time, the Florida Family Policy Council ran the campaign 6 years ago. Nearly 62% of voters chose to define marriage in Florida as between one man and one woman. FFPC President John Stemberger says until the U.S. Supreme Court makes a ruling on gay marriage, his group is not giving up.
The Supreme Court still has the final say-so. Should the Supreme Court rule for states' rights, I think you're going to see immediately the Florida Marriage Amendment reinvigorated in terms of its authority.
Stemberger says if the legislature or voters would have approved gay marriage, he would still disagree with the policy, but he would have been willing to accept the decision. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.